Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
All right, welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you today. Former Major League catcher Alex Avila, who's also on MLB Network now, he joins us to talk about the postseason. Also, Jared Carrabas, the host of Baseball is Dead and Name Redacted MLB podcast on DraftKings. So we'll do that and much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
I am not surprised at all that the Astros are back into the series against the Rangers. I'm really not. This is a team that's won a couple of World Series. They got players who have been through big games and pressure situations. They could not afford to fall behind 3-0 in this series against the Rangers. And the other thing, too, is the law of averages. If you've been following my podcast, you know I've been with the Rangers all year long. So this is not like some Johnny-come-lately jumping on the bandwagon. I thought they were going to win the AL West outright, and they didn't do it, but they still made the playoffs. They won their first 7 playoff games. 6 on the road. Like, who does that? Nobody. So I knew that they were bound to have a hiccup. And the same thing with putting Scherzer in the pitch game 3 on Wednesday night. And he hadn't pitched in a while. He got roughed up. No surprise that the Astros jumped on him with a 3 spot in the first inning. And that's basically what all it wrote. So I'm not surprised. I'm not panicking. I know some Ranger fans are like, oh my God, are the Astros going to come back? Well, they're going to win a couple games. You're not going to win every game and sweep all the way through the World Series. And my old radio partner, Mark Wilson, used to always say, you never like how you lose. And he's right. Could be 1-0, you don't like it, or it could be blown out 12-2, and you still wouldn't like it. You just don't like it. But it doesn't mean that anything's changed. So I still like the Rangers. They can win game 4, which will be on Friday. They will be in good shape. And the only other thing we have left is whether or not we're going to get a series at all from Arizona. Is Arizona, which lost the first 2 games in Philadelphia, got slaughtered in game 2, will they bounce back on Thursday in game 3 at home in front of their crowd? They need a win desperately. They can't fall behind 3-0. So will they come out and fight? That team has been amazing with the way that they've knocked off Milwaukee, swept the Dodgers. You know, so this will be interesting to see what Arizona Diamondbacks team shows up. But I hope that they can win so we can get a series. I hope that both of these are really good series because there have been a lot of sweeps so far during the postseason, and that's unusual for baseball. Feels like an NBA postseason, to be honest. So here we go. Game 3, Thursday night, Arizona hosting the Phillies, and then game 4 Friday night with the Rangers and the Astros.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Alex Avila, of course, the former major league catcher, who is now a analyst on MLB Network. Alex, what's happening, my man? How are you?
Doing great, Rob. How you been, man?
Man, doing wonderful. You know, October baseball doesn't get any better than that. But I want to say that Alex, of course, was the Tigers' starting catcher. Had a nice run in Detroit 2009 to 2015. And then also played with the White Sox, the Tigers again, the Cubs, the D-backs, the Twins, and the Nationals. But, man, the playoffs. Let's start here, Alex, with the American League and the Astros and the Rangers. Astros get back into the series after the Rangers have been 7-0 in the postseason. They win game three. Now they're down 2-1. What did you make of the Astros, you know, with their backs against the wall, really coming back in game three?
Well, I think a lot of people expected them to put up a fight. I mean, myself included, I had a feeling like, you know, going into that game, that was a, like, obviously to them, that was a must win game. You know, the wild card of that game was obviously, you know, what the Rangers were going to get out of Max. And I was curious, like everybody else was, you know, he hadn't pitched in over a month coming off of a pretty major injury.
Right,
which I thought it was pretty remarkable that he was even in a position that they were making a decision that he was going to be on the roster or not in pitch, which, you know, he's an animal. But as good as the Astros are, I think a lot of people, including myself, fully expected them to come out and play the way they did yesterday. They've played well all year at Globe Life. And, you know, I don't know. For some reason, I just had a feeling they were going to get back into it with the win. And I said it from the beginning. I thought this series was going to go seven anyways. So it's two really, really good baseball teams going at it.
You know what everybody talks about? I've been with the Rangers all year. I picked them to win, Alex, the division before the season started. I love the idea that they got DeGrom. I know it didn't work out. I love when they signed Simeon and Seager. I love that. You know, they went out and spent $500 million up the middle on two guys who can rake. And then they got some other young pieces with that team. When you go get a Bruce Bochy, if he gets to the World Series, this will be the third franchise he's been with. The Padres won three with the Giants, and now he's here with the Rangers. So I liked a lot of things. And I know people look at this Rangers team and they think about, you know, thumpers and hitting home runs and scoring runs. But the pitching for Montgomery and Evaldi has been tremendous. That's why they're where they are, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, their offense has done enough to win games, but their pitching has given them the chance to do that. And, you know, the whole time going into these playoffs, you know, you weren't sure what you were going to get out of Montgomery over the course of the playoffs. He stepped up huge. Everyone knew what Eovaldi was about in the playoffs. It was just a matter of, is he healthy? And he proved that was healthy and ready to go going into the playoffs. And then obviously the biggest question was the bullpen, which, you know, in the last few days, some of the shows that have been doing on MLB Network, I've been talking about, like, look, these guys have been, people have been talking about how they've struggled as far as their bullpen all year. And so some of those guys in that back end of the bullpen, you know, they're going to come out with a chip on the shoulder with something to prove. And sometimes you get guys that step up that you don't really expect to step up, like they've had with Leclerc. I mean, he's been absolutely huge for him. At least it gives Bochy that knowledge that, hey, I got it. I know I have a guy from the ninth inning. I know who I got my starter, and I can piece together those in between middle to late innings, and play those matchups that are favorable, you know, for them.
Hey, let me say this. When we talk about pitching, first, if the Rangers do make it to the World Series, I do believe that the turning point in the series and the turning point for them was when Eovaldi got out of that bases loaded and nobody out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at it like that? Like that's the moment that could have collapsed. They go back. You know, it's 1-1. Say the Astros win that game. And then you're down 2-1. Like, that's how big that turning point was. And you know this as a former catcher and being in those situations, that can spark a team to get out of a bases-loaded situation like that.
Oh, no doubt. Those types of innings, when you're bases-loaded, nobody out, it's a momentum shift one way or another, like a massive momentum shift one way or the other. If you're the team on defense and you're able to get out of that like Eovaldi did, without allowing a run, which is, you know, pretty much impossible. In those situations, it's really difficult to do, to be able to focus on that next pitch in order to put yourself in position to do that. And then when you get out of that, the momentum that comes to your side to be able to hold them there is incredible and can carry you throughout the rest of the series. And the same thing that on the flip side, like with the Astros, if they were able to break that game open, like you said, I mean, that game, it ends up being 1-1 going to Arlington, and it's a whole different series as far as the way you're looking at it from the Astros' perspective. That was probably one of the biggest innings so far of this series, for sure.
Absolutely. Our guest is Alex Avila, the former major league catcher who, of course, broke in with the Detroit Tigers in 2009. And now as an analyst at MLB Network, does a great job and was an all-star in 2011. Let's also look at the other series. And Alex, I love baseball. I go to, I don't know, 70 games a year. I'm always at the park. But I'll tell you this, that Philly crowd, and I know the series is shifting to Arizona, but the crowd in Philadelphia is freaking believable to stand up for nine innings and how loud it is. I know people look at Philadelphia as a football town, but don't tell me that's not a baseball town.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you hit it on the head there. When I watch those games, it gives me goosebumps when they kind of pan the entire stadium and you could hear the crowd through the microphones on the field. I think they've taken the identity. Well, I mean, that team has taken the identity of that city, and the city has responded in a huge way, from last year to this year. And one thing, like, you can see how the way the Phillies have been playing, where they got so close last year and it left a bad taste in their mouth, to where it's like, man, they were right there. It was there for the taking for so many of them to get like their first crack and first shot at a World Series. And it's same thing for the city. Like, they were, you know, dying for that. And they showed up in droves last year, obviously, and it was an incredible atmosphere. So going into this year, you could almost sense that going into the postseason, it's like, well, here we are again. We have another opportunity. We're definitely not taking this for granted and making sure, like, we're going to make sure we give everything we have in order to be able to achieve our goal. And that's not just the team. It's almost like the city is willing them to do that.
No doubt. It is. I'm with you with the goosebumps just watching the games. I mean, I've seen atmospheres. I've covered a lot of great games, World Series. I was at Shea Stadium in 1986 for Bill Buckner's game and the ball going through his legs. I mean, I've been for a long time, Alex, 40 years, you know, and watching the games in Philly are just mind-boggling to me.
Some people have asked me, like, well, you know, what's been like the craziest atmospheres that we played in when going through that run with Detroit? And, you know, I always went back to like game 163 in 2009 in the Metrodome. The last game there in the Metrodome was absolutely bonkers. That place, I remember we had to use like our hat signals to go down to the bullpen because you couldn't hear the bullpen phone. It was so loud. And then the two back-to-back years that we had to play Oakland, going to the Coliseum. Now, a lot's been said about Oakland this year, obviously, you know, with the move and the fans and stuff like that. But I tell people, Oakland has some of the best baseball fans I've ever encountered, because those two series was absolutely insane. I remember I was telling a story the other day, one of the 2012 series. Prince Fielder in that game five, his first at bat, he struck out and he comes back to the dugout. Right. And he's just yelling at us. Hey guys, it's so loud. I can't even see the ball. And like, we're all looking at each other. Like it's so loud. I can't see the ball. Like one sense is affecting the other sense.
That is incredible. Absolutely. The one guy I want to give one last thing on Philadelphia and Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. You know what? Bryce Harper, you know, not everybody, this guy was on YouTube with the home runs. You remember all that stuff, Alex. Like,
oh yeah,
it was big time. And this guy has come full circle. And not everybody always achieves that. You think someone's a child prodigy and he's going to be this and be that. But man, he is that dude for the Phillies. And he's also, I love the way he plays. He gets big home runs and big moments. I mean, how could you not be a Bryce Harper guy if you love baseball?
No, I agree with you 100%. And I've actually had conversations about this, like with just friends of mine that are not in the game. They're just, you know, fans of the game. And they ask me about Harper all the time because he is kind of like that polarizing figure. Like, there's some people that absolutely love him. Yep. And there's some people that can't stand him. And for me, it's always like the argument of how do you not love this guy? Because, you know, here's a guy, and partly is like, as a former player, you know, the kind of pressure you have to perform. Now think about it, like almost tenfold for a guy like Harper. He's had that pressure since he was like 16. And, you know, from an early age, having to come up and be able to perform to the level and fulfill kind of like those expectations. And the thing about it, he doesn't shy away from it either. You know, a lot of guys end up kind of going into a shell because of those types of expectations, and he doesn't. He's embraced it. He's once he signed in Philadelphia, he's embraced that city. He's thrown his whole heart into that city and being a part of that place. And like you said, it's hard not to watch that guy and root for him and be a fan of him. I'm certainly am. I know my interactions with him playing against him, you know, I have tremendous amount of respect for him and the way he goes about his business.
No doubt. His name is Alex Avila. Check him out on MLB Network with his analysis. Great stuff, Alex. I always appreciate you, my man. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Absolutely, Rob. Anytime, man.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast, Jared Carrabas. He is the host of Baseball is Dead and the Name Redacted MLB podcast for DraftKings. First of all, I love the Baseball is Dead name of your podcast. Tell me, let's just start right there. Thanks for joining us here on Inside the Parker, but tell me about Baseball is Dead.
So I would be very resistant to all the people that would suggest that it's boring, that baseball is dead, and it would just become very annoying. And then every single year, you would see the revenue would go up. You would see the attendance would go up. The ratings would go up. So we're kind of just mocking those people that that say those things. It's me, Dallas Braden, who you're probably familiar with. Perfect sure. Game. Justin Havens used to be Baseball Tonight producer. And then this kid, Joey, who runs the Baseball Doesn't Exist YouTube channel, and it has over 500,000 subscribers. So it's kind of just a melting pot of different baseball brains. And during the season, we'll put out like 3 episodes a week, and it's a lot of fun.
No doubt. And I've been banging that drum left and right because the story of people not being in the baseball. And I can always tell people who haven't gone to the ballpark because they say, oh, only 50 and 60 year old guys go to baseball. And I'm like, dude, you just haven't been to a game, because I see the college kids. I see all the kids at the park. I go to, 60, 70 games a year. You know what I mean? So I know they're out there. And when you try to tell people that baseball's attendance, Jared, is 70 million, which is more than all the other leagues combined, people look at you like you're crazy.
Right. Did you see the clip that's been going viral today? It's the two. I don't follow football. I know I'm crazy for that. But I think it's two dudes from the Eagles that went to the Phillies D-backs game. They were sitting front row. It was their first baseball game. And by the end of it, they were like, this is the best. Like, I'm having an awesome time. And I think it's a great advertisement for the game. Especially the Phillies being as good as they are, I think is great for baseball because those crowds are awesome. I don't know if you've had a chance to go to the bank for a playoff game in the last couple of years. It is loud.
It is loud. And if you're a sports fan and to see those Phillies fans standing, and the same thing, when the Twins were in the playoffs, did you see the crowd in Minneapolis? I mean,
oh, yeah.
It was just phenomenal. And so when people tell me that, oh, people don't care about baseball and this and that, it's a narrative that got out there. And I get it. Part of it is the NFL machine, which is centered around gambling. This is when baseball and football separated was when the fantasy leagues, which are centered around gambling. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can say whatever you want. There are a ton of bad NFL games. I covered the Lions for 20 years. Trust me, I've been to bad venues. You remember they used to have the blackouts in the NFL? They had to lift those because they can't sell the stadiums out. People don't – they rather watch not their team but everybody else because they have money on it, or they have – you know what I mean? Fantasy players.
Yep. Yeah, it's – and that's why I think like baseball is kind of making a little bit of a comeback in that space, because it's every day. You know, it's like you take a bad loss on a Wednesday, guess what? You're right back at it on Thursday and you can shake it off. So I've had a lot of fun with it. I've been doing parlays this year, which is not something that I was normally doing in years past. It's fun. Like I think we'll do like a parlay on our podcast where each host picks a different leg. So we'll put out like a 4-leg parlay on a Monday, and like all like the listeners of the show, they all ride with it. And it's like, if we lose together, we win together. Like, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
I love it too. I do a thing called Shekel City on the Odd Couple every night. And so same kind of thing. So last night I had a 2-leg parlay. I had the Astros plus 1.5 runs, and I had the over 9 runs. And the Rangers, I've been rolling with the Rangers all year. I picked them to win the division. I like what they did. I like the Semien and Seager signing. I love that. They went out. The DeGrom didn't work out, but I love that they were aggressive in trying to change what they were doing down there. They got a beautiful stadium, you know. And last night, they were 7-0, right, in the postseason. They're going to lose a game. And Scherzer hadn't pitched for a while. It was like, and the Astros were fighting for their lives. I would have bet my life savings that the Astros won last night. Not that I'm against the Rangers, but you know what I mean? Like, everything stacked up for the Astros to win that game.
I'm 100% with you. I've been with the Rangers the whole way. We kind of made like a little bit of a bit out of it. Like, I'm rocking the cowboy hat during the shows and everything. And I think, you know, last night was one of those games where postseason experience matters. Like, the Houston Astros knew we can't go down 3-0. I know I've seen the statistics about no team has ever come back after losing the first two games at home in an LCS. That to me is surprising. And if there were any team that was going to make that be an obsolete statistic, it was going to be this Houston Astros team on the run that they've been on the last 7 years being in the league championship series. But, you know, I think it, last night had the potential certainly to be that feel good story of, you know, the Astros have been there for 7 straight years, but here come the Texas Rangers. They take the first two games in Houston. They go back home. Max Scherzer hasn't pitched since September 12th. Here he comes to make it 3-0. And it just didn't work out that way. But it, like you said, it's the least surprising of the results.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was on MLB Network with Brian Kenny the other day, and we debated, and just curious where you are in this. And I just said, if I'm looking at managers, I'm going to take Bruce Bochy over Joe Torre. And he went ballistic on me because, of course, Joe Torre won 5 championships, right?
Yeah.
And I said, it's not that Joe did anything wrong. I said, but when you're Bruce Bochy and you went, I said, if he goes to the World Series, he has to get there. But I said, I always look at coaches and managers like this. He went to the World Series with the Padres. He won the 3 in San Francisco. And now this would be his 3rd organization where he's going to a World Series if he gets there. And you got to start to give that guy some credit when you do it in different places. Torre didn't have, you know, he went to the playoffs with the Braves, you know, he managed the Mets, you know, but he really, when he got to the Yankees, and you still have to manage him, and I give him credit, but I always look at it the same way, like Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells, he won the 2 Super Bowls with the Giants, but if you really look at his career, some of the other jobs he did, he took the Patriots to the Super Bowl, the Jets were 1-15, he took them to the AFC Championship game like 2 years later. And he won in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And when I look at coaches and managers, that's what I look at. Can you win in more than one place? Is that a fair argument?
I think if there's a secondary argument to that, it's that Bochy did more with less. Like, some of those Giants teams were wild card teams.
They were.
And yeah, you look at like those Yankee teams of the 90s, those were plug and play. Like, you talk about,
they could have won 7 World Series, to be honest. A couple of pitches here and there, they could have won 7.
Exactly. Like, that was a plug and play type era. I mean, they had, outside of the 2001 Seattle Mariners, if you include the postseason, that they had like the winningest team in baseball history during that run. So, I mean, it's not to say that, you know, Joe Torre is one of the greats of all time. But if you look at Bruce Bochy's body of work, to be able to do it in multiple organizations and to be able to do it like the even year thing where it's 10, 12, 14 doing it. Like, don't get me wrong. You have some big talent there. Like the Tim Lincecum's of the world, Mad Bum, the postseason run that he had. But you're not looking around being like, wow, we are littered with Hall of Famers. Like that was not a thing in San Francisco. A lot of good talent for the time, but we're not talking about like all time talent.
So give me this. Our guest is Jared Carrabas. He is the host of Baseball is Dead and the Name Redacted MLB podcast for DraftKings. And the team we haven't talked about, the Arizona Diamondbacks, which I remember they scuffled to get into the playoffs. And then the thing that they had was comeback ability. They lost. I remember the first two games in Milwaukee when they swept the Brewers down 3-0, down 2-0, won both of those games, swept that series. They have that. You know, the Phillies look like they're just too hard to be able to overcome. But what about the run of the Diamondbacks and going forward? Because they have some good young players on that team.
They do. Yeah. I mean, like Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly at the top of the rotation there. Even like a kid like Brandon Pfaadt, who's going in game three, he didn't have a tremendous season, but he's going to be one of those young pieces moving forward that is excited, that you should be excited about. Corbin Carroll, every so often we see a rookie of the year race where it's like, don't contain this guy to just the rookie of the year award. Like, he should be in the MVP conversation. And I think he will be. Do I think that he'll win it? No. But like, the fact that he'll get MVP votes is pretty crazy for a kid his age with his experience in the big leagues. But when talking about the D-backs in this series against Philadelphia, I think that some D-backs fans were demanding respect when it's like, oh man, like give us the credit that we got there. And it's like, yeah, but at the end of the day, this final four, these final four teams, it's the fewest wins ever in an MLB postseason for a final four. And I kind of look at this D-backs team as, you know, I'm glad that the fans got that exciting comeback against Milwaukee. And I think they exposed the Dodgers as, hey, we won 101 games, but we've got a larger problem here in terms of roster construction and how we should be prepared for the postseason. Part of me as a fan wishes that the Phillies had a more exciting opponent. Like, they're just going to roll to the World Series.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Like, we kind of got cheated. Got cheated. No doubt.
Like, have you been entertained really this post? Like, I think it's been fun to watch the Phillies, but it's almost like when they're not, like, now they're going to go back to Arizona. The fun part about watching the Phillies is watching them play in Philly, you know, like now we're going to Arizona. It's like, all right, get it over with. Like, just win the next two and we'll see you in the World Series.
Yeah. That's what it kind of feels like. Last thing. So you have Phillies and in the AL, or Astros come back. You said you've been rolling with the Rangers. I have Rangers and Braves when the playoffs started in the World Series. So I'm going to go with the Rangers, and I'm going to go with them to pull the incredible upset.
Okay. I have Rangers in six in the ALCS. I think I went Phillies in five.
Okay. That's a good pick.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to see, if it ends up being that matchup, I'll go Phillies in six over the Rangers.
There you go. Man, I appreciate it. This was fun. Jared, your show's the names, the host of Baseball is Dead and Name Redacted MLB podcast for DraftKings. And check them out, Jared Carrabas. Jared Carrabas, make sure you check him out and check in on both of his podcasts. Thanks, my man, for joining us. I appreciate you so much.
I really appreciate you having me. We'll do this again real soon.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.